Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Today's Wisconsin Supreme Court race is the most expensive state Supreme Court race on record. Seen $75.8 million in ad spend, 89% more than the second place 2023 Wisconsin Supreme Court contest. This is according to ad tracking firm Ad Impact. Groups affiliated with Elon Musk have spent $18.2 million backing Brad Schimmel in the election, according to filings cited by Brennan Center for Justice, with more than $12.2 million of that coming from Musk's America PAC, which he used during the presidential election, obviously to back President Trump. Advertisers backing Susan Crawford have, I think it's $8.4 million ad advantage overall. So lots of money being spent in this election. I wanted to get some implications as to business and policy. So joining us on the phone is Pat Sobolkowski, an adjunct assistant professor of political science at Marquette University. Patrick, I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Of course. So I just kind of want to level set around the election. Obviously, record-breaking spending. What does it reflect in terms of broader trends in judicial races across the country?
That's a really good question. So I think a big part of it, frankly, is people are starting to see that the judiciary, whether it's at the federal level or at the state level, really matters. Whether we like it or not, a lot of really important political questions that we face as a nation ultimately end up becoming, for all intents and purposes, legal questions. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, the spending reflects, acknowledgement of that fact.
When we drill it down on a local level, Professor, you see this race as a referendum on the first several days of the Trump administration, or more so on Musk's political influence?
That's hard to say. I think it's the case that that Crawford is trying to frame it that way as a referendum on both Trump and for sure Musk with his really extensive spending to back Schimmel mm-hmm. in the election. But I think it's hard to. I think it's certainly the case that there's a noticeable effect when Trump is on the ballot, formally on the ballot versus when he's not. And so, whether it's actually a referendum on Trump himself, I think remains to be seen. I think the case is probably better that, just based on the ads and so on and so forth, that people are, it's being framed as pushback against what Musk has been doing as a member of DOGE in the federal government now.
You think it continues to shape the political landscape for the upcoming midterms, and even, will the results here and maybe in Florida, will they be a little early indicator of 2028?
I hesitate to say whether we can take this as a surefire indicator for 2028. That's still pretty far off in the distance. I think that there's a case to be made that if you are a Democrat or somebody who is sympathetic or maybe just frankly opposed to what Musk and or Trump have been doing in their first couple of months in office. You could take it as a good sign, depending on, things like voter turnout and, whether Crawford wins or loses, or you could take it as a really bad sign because, if something happens and Schimmel wins, and maybe it's not particularly close, Maybe you take that as, people are buying into what Trump and Musk are doing right now. Mm-hmm. So it could be a good sign or a bad sign, frankly, depending on, your own political views.
When we come back, I want to talk about the statewide referendum for voter ID and talk a little bit more about that, Patrick. Just that, the early voter turnout and what that surge means in this campaign. We're talking with Patrick Sobolkowski, an adjunct professor of political science at Marquette University. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. We are talking with Pat Sobolkowski from Marquette University. Professor, I appreciate your time this morning. So I wanted to dive in on the statewide referendum a bit. Referendum is asking about voter ID. It's a decade-old rule in Wisconsin that requires voters to show photo identification at polls or when requesting the absentee ballot. Now, the question isn't asking voters whether to get rid or to keep voter ID. It will remain in place regardless of the results. But it's asking, should essentially it make the law permanent by adding it to the state constitution? I wanted to get your impressions on how more strict voter ID laws could be a barrier to Wisconsin moving forward in terms of influence, not only this election, but for future elections.
Yeah, so my sense is that amending the state constitution to include this voter ID requirement, that's going to make it harder for people to vote. Some people don't have a driver's license. Some people, maybe don't have a valid state ID. Some people who support these types of laws would say, it's their responsibility as citizens to obtain and then maintain a valid ID. But I think that ignores, economic barriers and other types of factors, sociological, economic factors. And frankly, I think that it's better if more people are able to vote rather than less. We live in a representative democracy. Mm-hmm. And I think that it should be relatively easy for people to vote. That's my general sense. Yeah. I think it would be a bad thing.
Well, let's kind of turn the page a little bit to the business side. I mean, you see things from the political lens, from your legal lens, and I can think also at stake here is from a small business standpoint. You see inflation, you see higher costs, you see higher health care coming. You see this election having any influence on policies that affect small business owners?
I think that any influence or effect from this election would be somewhat attenuated. A lot of these things like inflation, high energy costs, healthcare expenses, these aren't exclusively state level issues. Mm-hmm. And specifically, they're not Wisconsin State Supreme Court issues. These are much broader than the state of Wisconsin in terms of, policy and those types of things. I think that the real answer to the question probably goes back to an earlier question in our discussion, which is, is this a referendum on Trump's first few months and or Elon Musk's involvement in the federal government? Again, I think that question or the answer to that question remains to be seen. Maybe it's the case that if Crawford wins in resounding fashion, maybe that encourages Trump to sort of cut back on things like on tariffs and and other things, but that relies on him making the connection between an electoral victory for Democrats right now and, you know, his policies. And I think that it's, let's say, an open question whether he's able to make that type of connection or even willing to acknowledge it, assuming he can make the connection.
Very good. I appreciate your time and insights this morning, Professor. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All righty. Thanks, Jeff. Take care.
Coming up next, a warm welcome to the new chancellor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and I have an idea to put on his first 100 days. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ.